Mishnah Gimel. After doing Tilas Yodayim, after washing your hands for eating, one would dry his hands, and the towel which he would use to dry his hands, he would usually keep that towel, that napkin-like towel, with him for the rest of the meal, and use it as a napkin to wipe his hands. The question is, where should it be placed? Bearing in mind that it's now wet. So if it touches anything which is a sheni latuma, it will become the liquid will become a rishon latuma, and anything which touches it will become a sheni latuma. So b'shamay say mekaneach yodav b'mapo. One should wipe his hands, he should dry his hands with this towel, this napkin, and then where should he place it during the meal? Umanicha la shulchan. He should place it on the table. And the reason for b'shamay is that he holds that it's forbidden to eat from a table which is a sheni latuma, a second degree removed from an avatuma. The reason being that we know that a sheni latuma can make truma, which is the special food which goes to the kohanim, it can make that food a shlish latuma. It can transmit truma to that food. And if truma becomes tome, it has to be burnt. So we definitely do not want the truma to become tome. And we're so worried about this, according to Beis Shammai, that you're not even allowed to eat normal food on a table which is a sheni latuma, even though normal food cannot become tome from a sheni latuma, so that you don't come to eat truma on a table which is sheni latuma. You can't even eat normal food on a table which is a sheni latuma. Therefore, it must be that the table which you're using is tahar. It's pure. So it's definitely a safe place to put your towel. Whereas if you were to put it on the cushion, on the seat which you're lying on, remember when they ate, they would recline, they would lean to their left as they ate. If they would put it down there, that cushion could be tome. So it's certainly preferable to put it on the table, which according to Beis Shammai must be kept tahar. Uveis Hillel, remember Beis Hillel say that actually you are allowed to eat from a table which is a sheni latuma. We're not worried that you might come to eat truma from that table and the truma might touch the table and it might become tome. We're not worried about that, and therefore your table may very well be tome as a sheni latuma. So if you put your wet towel on the table, then the liquid on the towel will become a rishon latuma because it touched a sheni latuma. And like we said, midrabbanan, if a liquid touches a sheni latuma, it goes up a level and becomes a rishon latuma. And then if you wipe your hands on that napkin, your hands will touch the liquid and become a tome as a sheni latuma again. And you'll have to wash your hands again. Okay, so we've established Rabbi's Hillel say you shouldn't put it on the table. Now what about the cushion? If you think about it, there's still a problem with putting it on the cushion, because that again could be tome. And if your hands touch the napkin, then your hands will become tome again. Yet Rabbi's Hillel say ala keses, you should put it on the cushion. Why is that? Why is it any better to put it on the cushion than to put it on the table? Surely they're both probably tome, and if you touch the liquid which touched either of them, your hands will become tome. So why does Beis Hillel say that it's better to put it on the cushion? The answer is, because if you put it on the table, then we're worried that food will touch the liquid on the napkin, the wet part of the napkin, and the food will become tome. Whereas if the napkin is on the cushion, food doesn't really get onto the cushion, rather your hands touch the cushion, or your hands touch the napkin on the cushion. So when it comes to the cushion, we're worried that not the food will become tome, but your hands. Now, there's no source in the Torah for the idea of hands becoming tome. Either your entire body becomes tome or it doesn't. This whole idea of your hands becoming tome because they touch a liquid which is tome, that's totally midrabbanan. Whereas when it comes to food becoming tome, even though in this case it happens to be midrabbanan, but there is a concept of food becoming tome midaraisa. And therefore, we would prefer for one's hands to become tome, which has no source in the Torah, than food to become tome, which does have a source in the Torah. And therefore, we still say you should put the towel on the cushion, because then the worry is that one's hands will become tome, rather than putting the napkin, the towel, onto the table, which may lead to the food becoming tome, which has more of a source in the Torah than one's hands.